Full Circle of Healing Megadoctor News by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez / Megadoctor News. The appointment of Roxanne Ramirez as chair of the Hidalgo County Mental Health Coalition marks a defining chapter in her lifelong commitment to advocacy and service. The appointment on behalf of Judge Richard Cortez to serve as the chair for the Hidalgo County Mental Health Coalition is both humbling and deeply meaningful to me, she said. I have served in this position for 1 year, and I am honored to work alongside the coalition members as we continue to build on the strong foundation that my predecessor set. For Roxanne, the role represents what she describes as a full circle moment in my journey as a clinician, advocate, and community leader. Having witnessed firsthand how mental health impacts families, schools, and systems in Hidalgo County, she views the appointment as both a professional and personal mission. It aligns perfectly with my lifelong mission to bridge service gaps, elevate collaboration, and ensure that healing is not just available, but accessible, she said. Roxanne credits her early experience at Hope for shaping her approach to care and leadership. My time at Hope was foundational. It shaped not only how I see trauma, but how I see people, she explained. I learned that true healing happens when compassion meets consistency. The lessons she gained there continue to guide her work. Whether I am facilitating a group, training professionals, or sitting at coalition meetings, I bring with me the belief that every person deserves to be seen, heard, and valued. That belief is reflected in her latest initiative, a teen grief support group designed to help young people navigate loss. This initiative was born out of both personal experience and community need, she shared. Having lost my own daughter 2 decades ago, I know that grief never truly leaves us. It transforms us. She wanted to create a sacred space where young people can grieve freely, without judgment, and begin to understand that their emotions are not weaknesses but evidence of love. Creating that sense of safety is central to the group's mission. Safety begins with presence, she emphasized. Our team of clinicians is trauma-informed, compassionate, and deeply attuned to the emotional world of adolescents. Roxanne described the group as a space of balance and care. We are intentional about balancing structure with softness, allowing the group to be both a safe container for grief and a space for growth and connection. Beyond her clinical and coalition work, Roxanne views her leadership as an extension of public service. Private practitioners have a unique opportunity to extend the walls of therapy into the heart of the community, she said. Healing does not happen in isolation. It happens through connection. She believes collaboration, not competition, drives progress. Even though we may run private practices, our hearts should remain rooted in public service, she added. In the wake of recent losses in Weslaco ISD and South Texas ISD, Roxanne shared a heartfelt message for those in mourning. To every student, parent, and educator walking through loss right now, I want you to know that your pain is seen and your grief is valid, she said. There are no perfect words to mend a broken heart, but there is healing in community. Roxanne also acknowledged the ongoing stigma surrounding mental health, particularly in Latino communities. One of our coalition's core missions is to change the narrative around mental health in our Latino community, she said. Stigma thrives in silence, and we are committed to breaking that silence with education, dialogue, and visibility. Looking forward, Roxanne envisions a stronger, more connected network of care across Hidalgo County. I envision the coalition expanding our mental health awareness campaigns, deepening our school-based partnerships, and increasing access to culturally responsive services, she said. Our goal is to make Hidalgo County a model of what a community looks like when it chooses healing together.